Thank you. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope in God's call to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in reading Psalm 147. Jerusalem will worship you, O God, and Zion will praise your name. For you have strengthened the bars of your gates and have blessed our children within us. You have established peace on our borders and satisfied us with the finest wheat. You send out your command to the earth, and your word runs very swiftly. You give snow like wool and scatter hoarfrost like ashes. You scatter your hail like breadcrumbs. Who can stand against your cold? You send forth your word and melt them. You blow with your wind and the waters flow. You declare your word to Jacob, your statutes and your judgments to Israel. You have not done so to any other nation. To them you have not revealed your judgments. Alleluia!
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, all who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received, grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Here we are on this first Sunday after Christmas, and still only less than halfway through the Christmas season. And it got me to thinking about my very first Christmas as a rector, which happened about 14 years ago while I was still a very new priest. I had been called to a lovely small parish in St. Louis during the season of Advent. So of course, by the time I arrived, the services for the Christmas season had mostly already been planned. Now, it was one of those years when Christmas falls on a Sunday, which always makes things a little complicated. The parish wasn't going to have any services that day because, as they said, we do our Christmas service on Christmas Eve, not on Christmas Day. And that's a perfectly good practice for a smaller church, except that I didn't want to skip a Sunday right off the bat like that, and I didn't want to miss out on this first opportunity to celebrate the Eucharist on Christmas Day in my own church. When you're new to a parish, and especially when you're also a new priest, it can be hard to know which battles to engage in and when to start waving the white flag of surrender. Every time I suggested that we really ought to have a service on Christmas Day, even if just a small one, I was met with another objection. The altar guild wasn't available that morning, nobody wanted to make food for coffee hour, and so on. The clincher seemed to be that the organist would be hopping on a plane right after the service the night before to begin his vacation somewhere warm and sunny. Surely we could not have a Christmas Eucharist without music. I had a rejoinder to most of these concerns, but soon I began to doubt myself, and I wondered if I was putting too much energy into the whole thing. Why was this so important to me anyway? And was it really worth the risk of possibly alienating people in my new parish? I had just about decided to let it go when a funny thing happened. A member of the altar guild called me a little sheepishly and asked if we might have a baptism for her grandchild on Christmas morning. You can bet I said yes and got to work figuring out what we needed to do to make it happen. It was far too late to find a guest organist, so I turned to my older daughter, who was then in eighth grade, and asked her to play Christmas carols on the piano. For coffee hour, I suggested that everyone bring any leftover Christmas cookies they wanted to get out of their house. It turned out to be one of my favorite Christmas mornings ever. huddled inside that small church while snow lay on the ground outside. Inside, my daughter playing piano and a grateful family and community gathered together, welcoming a child into the household of God. It felt like it was meant to be a God thing, you might say. Now, as memorable as that experience was, what I can't for the life of me remember anything about is what I preached that morning. We would have had the same gospel passage as the one we just heard here a moment ago, and I thought maybe that would jog my memory. But instead, I remember things like the weight of the baby in my arms, the smiles of grandparents, and the scent of evergreens and candle wax. I even have a page in my prayer book that is wrinkly from where the water splashed out of the font during that Christmas morning baptism, reminding that child and everyone present that we are made in the image of God, sealed by the Holy Spirit, and marked as Christ's own forever. But not a word of my sermon remains behind. It turns out that for all kinds of reasons, Christmas and baptism go together beautifully. They are both deep, embodied expressions of the mystery of the incarnation. At Christmas, we celebrate that the Word became flesh, living among us as one of us, bridging the distance between human and divine. As Eugene Peterson puts it in his paraphrase of John's Gospel, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. The neighborhood that the Word of God moved into was not just that little town of Bethlehem. It was us, humanity. We are God's neighborhood, the place where God chose and chooses to dwell. Much of the time, it can be hard to believe that in anything more than a propositional and abstract way. Hard to have the eyes that see that glory. But Christmas can make it come alive again, make it real, true from start to finish. And baptism does the same thing. It embodies and makes visible the reality that the incarnation has transformed the very nature of humanity. However old or young we are when we're baptized, the truth comes crashing in on us. We are children of God, not of blood or of will, but of God. New life came into the world on that first Christmas morning, and a new life of grace comes into our world every time someone is baptized in water and the Holy Spirit. The life that came into the world at Christmas is also called the light of the world. And so we light a candle at every baptism, evoking our union with Christ in the sacrament of rebirth. I think it's oddly appropriate that I don't remember a word of the sermon I preached on that Christmas morning all those years ago. Faith is not primarily a matter of words, but of relationship and trust. Our words about God are always insufficient, always incomplete, always provisional. In the end, they will fall silent before the mystery that will forever be greater than our ability to explain or comprehend. Like Christmas itself, baptism is infinitely more than the words we use about it. It is a sign and promise of our adoption in grace and our fellowship with all who have come to Christ in faith. And it leaves us changed in ways that words alone seldom do. Honestly, we just don't need a lot of words at Christmas time or around baptism. And we certainly don't need a lot of explanations. Instead, we can lean into the mystery of what it means for word to become flesh, for water and oil to transform us, for new life to always be freely available to all. Nothing that matters most about Christmas is ultimately tied to a particular season or day. Rather, day after day, week after week, we have it all here. We have candles and water, music and singing, families and children. We have connection and community. All of these are reminders of the great mystery that love came down at Christmas. The love we enter into through baptism and renew at the Eucharist, the love that has no beginning and will have no end. Amen. The candidate for holy baptism will now be presented.
We present Sidney Ishanesu Kuoza to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
And now this is for everyone gathered. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person in his life in Christ?
We will.
Let us join with he who is committing himself to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord.
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Let us now pray for this person who is to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Deliver him, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer. glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who here are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Now, how shall we... Do you want to go in the water? No? Okay. Okay, come over here. Come. You're fine. You're fine. Here we go. Sydney, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son, I know, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, it's in his ear. Here, let's wipe you off. There you go, sweetie. Sydney, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon this your servant the forgiveness of sin and have raised him to the new life of grace. Sustain him, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give him an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works.
Amen.
Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection and share with us in his eternal priesthood. Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. I have to say, I violated one of the first rules of being a mother and a preacher. I didn't tell Annabelle that I was going to mention her in my sermon, but I thought she'd be okay with it. I have a bunch of announcements here on our yellow sheet. I hope you will take a look at this and take it home with you. We have not slowed down at all as we are going through the Christmas season, so there's a lot happening here. I would like to point out that we have an opportunity coming up for some hands-on engagement with our community, the Davis Winter Shelter, which we've helped with for many, many years. We have 1 week where we're the meal makers, so there's information about that. And Janet, you're going to be out in the narthex. If people want to sign up, find Janet, and she will help you with that. Lots of other stuff. We have some fun things happening for next weekend. Well, actually, in the middle of the week, we're going to do a morning prayer on New Year's Day. So, you know, if you're up anyway, whatever, come to the 8:30 morning prayer here in church. Next Sunday is a first Sunday, so this 10 o'clock service will be a little different, a little more geared toward an intergenerational audience. It's a pop-up choir, no godly play, but we will have a wonderful sort of end of the Christmas season and stepping toward Epiphany. And also that night, for many of us, that's the last night before school and work and everything really start up again in earnest. So that evening, we'll do sort of an Epiphany Eve service, and then we're going to have a little bonfire, light some things on fire. I don't think we'll have a whole Christmas tree, but we'll have something, and maybe make some s'mores. So I hope people will come along for that. Anyway, lots else going on here. Save the dates in January. On January 19th, the chief conservator who did this magnificent job on our window is going to be here after church to talk to us about that and share some photos and help us learn more about the process. And the Sunday after that, the 26th, we're having our annual meeting, which means it's the time of year when we're looking for people to serve on vestry, to people to serve as convention delegates. And again, there's more information in here. Did we have any celebrations or milestones? No. Well, we have a milestone today, obviously, but oh, yes. Your dogs were, so wait, it was Fiona last time? No. Yes. It's Fiona this time. No, it's Nola this time. I'm getting there. Okay. Oh, your dogs are so sweet. Okay. Yes, Tim.
Is
when?
December 30th.
December 30th, a daughter's birthday. Jim.
You had a birthday yesterday.
Aw, wonderful. Yes, Steve. You have a Boxing Day birthday. That's fun. Better than remembering it as St. Stephen's Day when it's your birthday. You know, that's a little dark. Okay, sorry. We have a prayer on page 6 for celebrations and milestones that we say together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We have communion up front, as we have been doing, with the two stations available to you. Remember that all of the bread is gluten-free, so you don't have to worry about that. You can come to this side, and I will intinct it in the wine and hand it off to you. It's best, as we're getting used to this new bread, if you just hold out your hands instead of trying to take it from me, and I will give it to you that way. And then on this side, the bread and the chalice are separate, and you get to choose. All are welcome to receive communion, regardless of age or denomination. And if you're not sure and you'd like to come forward, you can just cross your arms to receive a blessing. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Is for it to rest on me.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, because you gave Jesus Christ, your only Son, to be born for us, who by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit was made perfectly human of the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother, so that we might be delivered from the bondage of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. For in these last days you sent Jesus to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In Christ, you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In Christ, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Savior Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember Christ's death, we proclaim Christ's resurrection, we await Christ's coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Savior of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ, and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through whom we are acceptable to you, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with blessed Martin and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
rise as you are able for the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. May Almighty God, who sent his Son to take our nature upon him, bless you in this holy season, scatter the darkness of sin, and brighten your heart with the light of his holiness.
Amen.
May God, who sent his angels to proclaim the glad news of the Savior's birth, fill you with joy and make you heralds of the gospel.
Amen.
May God, who in the Word made flesh, joined heaven to earth and earth to heaven, give you his peace and favor.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God.